Chapter 13, Painting an Iceberg. We are nearing the end of this book. I, as your narrator, am already feeling the coming separation when we will part company. There is sadness, I confess. It reminds me of an occasion when Dwayne dropped by on Squint during one of the painter's annual summer visits. Squint is the painter that we met earlier. It is likely he had another name prior to coming to the very, very far north. But Squint is the name Dwayne gave him, so Squint he will be. Squint was sitting on his stool at the cliffside above the cold, cold ocean, facing the empty square on his easel. And there was an iceberg behind it, far in the distance. Dwayne stood behind Squint and watched him paint. He tried to be quiet. He tried to be respectful. He tried to be thoughtful. He stroked his chin, as he had seen Cece do, with one of her wings when she was thinking. He nodded approvingly, as he had seen Handsome do on occasion. But Dwayne wasn't quite sure what he was approving of. "You're painting that iceberg?" Dwayne observed out loud. "Yes, I am," replied Squint. "Hmm, I see," said Dwayne, noddingly purposefully this time. In the pause that followed, Dwayne realized that he did not see at all why. "Why?" he asked. "Why what, Dwayne? Why are you painting that iceberg?" "It is beautiful when it sparkles in the sunlight," replied Squint. There was something Dwayne wholeheartedly agreed with. As the ice was on top, ice was at the top of his list of wonderful, beautiful things in the world. This would have also been an ideal moment to nod agreeably. But the moment passed too soon. In the next moment, Dwayne had reached a conclusion. "And so you paint beautiful things?" he asked Squint. "I paint sad things, too, and scary things, and loathing things." "Beautiful things, sad things, scary things, and lonely things," thought Dwayne. This was a description of a single day in his life. Painting, it all seemed like a lot of work. "Why don't you just look at the iceberg?" "All right," said Squint. He put down his brush and stood beside Dwayne. Together they looked at the beautiful, sparkly iceberg. In the next moment, the sun rose higher. Its rays passed above the clouds, and the clouds, in turn, brushed a shadow onto the sleek surface of the iceberg and the surrounding water. "Eventually, it will melt," said Squint. Matter-of-factly, to Dwayne, a melted iceberg would unquestionably fall under the sad things category. "It will end up a puddle," Dwayne said. "Lost in an ocean," added Squint. Dwayne scratched his head just below his jaw. "Would you paint a puddle lost in an ocean?" "Not today," said Squint. "Today is a day to paint icebergs." Then he sat back on his stool. Dwayne continued to stand there and stare at the beautiful, sparkly ice. He found himself nodding before he realized he was doing it. This time, he was nodding knowingly. "If you capture the iceberg on the square," he began, "then it will stay the same forever and ever." "In a way, yes," replied Squint. Dwayne sighed. It was a small sigh stuffed with lots of feelings. An iceberg preserved in time. He was sure that his grandfather clock, with the missing hand, would have something to say on the topic. "I should let you get on with it then." Thank you.